This is IGN.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for the New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Boo! This is your IGN review of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire by Tom Jorgensen. What exactly makes a Ghostbusters movie a Ghostbusters movie? Big personalities in jumpsuits, proton packs, distinctive ghouls, maybe some jokes? How much more than that is really necessary? Those trappings were enough to make the 1984 original a classic, and every Ghostbusters movie that has come since has been judged based on how well it assembles these building blocks. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire bears some superficial resemblance to its better forerunners, and for some, the allure of more time with Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, and Ernie Hudson in uniform will be impossible to ignore. But the Ghostbusters Afterlife sequel buckles under the weight of an uninspired, ballooning plot that leaves little room for comedy, which is a problem because it's Ghostbusters. Frustratingly, Frozen Empire gets off to a solid enough start, beginning with the wise move to port the action back over to New York City. Jason Reitman's Amblin-esque small-town approach to Ghostbusters Afterlife delighted some, but for those of us who found the story of Spangler reconciliation to be slow and self-serious, the pivot back to a more stimulating and familiar locale feels right. And those feelings are momentarily validated by a fun ghost chase through the city streets that director Gil Kenan, who co-wrote Afterlife with Reitman, uses to reestablish the Spangler family dynamics. Amidst the I'll-turn-this-car-around chaos going on inside the Ecto-1, we find that Callie, played by Carrie Coon, and step-teacher Gary, played by Paul Rudd, have moved kids Phoebe, McKenna Grace, and Trevor, Finn Wolfhard, back to New York to join the family business. As the central ghost story unfolds, the audience is asked to track the importance and function of all manner of minutiae. Secret explorer organizations, ancient orbs, ghost prisons, mystical fire heroes, and the broken horns of a demon all come into play. And hey, maybe all those things sound good on paper. They all sound like they'd be great for a cover of a metal album, but all of the doomsaying and mythology that has to be built into the script to account for that stuff leaves the characters with little to do but continually re-rack the stakes. It's an act of desperation and overcompensation on the part of Kenan and Reitman's script. If one element of the overstuffed story isn't working for you, maybe you'll find another reason to stay invested. The vengeful god opposing the Ghostbusters sets up a third act that rapidly devolves into a mess of CG ice and snow, and there's even a skybeam for good measure. It all leaves the cast seeming exhausted by the end, collectively unsure of how much they should balance the weight of the apocalyptic circumstances with the need to keep things as light as a Ghostbusters movie probably should be. Frozen Empire's unfocused and repeated attempts at keeping these characters relevant for modern audiences hold it back at every turn. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire races onto thin ice, overburdened with disparate, uninspired ideas, and no one behind or in front of the camera quite knows what to do once the movie's flailing in the water. The new generation of Ghostbusters have to give up too much time to an overcomplicated plot, time that could have been used to embellish the bedrock elements of comedy horror that the 1984 original deployed so well. If all you need to feel good about busting is ghosts, jumpsuits, and proton packs, you may have some fun, but Frozen Empire makes one thing clear. The franchise should be put on cold storage until someone can figure out how to do justice to the central concept without Murray, Aykroyd, Hudson, and Potts dropping by to prevent mass hysteria. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire's IGN score? 4. Thanks for listening to IGN. My name is Tony Jackson, and for the latest Ghostbusters updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.